until now, the Falcon's debate is to learn already the first two stages of the Malicha. The first thing you have to do is you have to focus for half hour. You have to Odocha Hatim, first thing. The second thing, the Ramah says, you have to wait a little bit so the water drips off. And if it won't be a problem, then when you put the salt on, it'll be blend inside the water. Those are the first two stages. Next thing is you have to salt it. That's the third stage. What?
A little bit.
What they do now is they put inside half hour, and the conveyor belt slowly takes it off and out. Very slow moves off. That's what I heard. That's a little bit. Next stage is to do Malicha. Now, first in the tea, if you go to the store, there's two different types of salts they sell. They sell something called metal salt and something called metal special. Table salt and salt for cooking. If you buy them, you'll see they're two different things. One, the table salt we have, we're usually in Shiva all over, is very thin, not as strong. And if you buy the metal special, you'll see it's very much thicker, and it's much stronger, much more powerful, and people like salt usually buy that. It tastes better, has a better taste. When you do Malicha, they say to do Malicha, it says specifically on the bag. I looked at it this morning. It says on the bag specifically, Melech Bishul, that's what you should do. Kosh Malicha, Ashkosh Kvadat, Shukulu. But the regular table salt is not what you should do the Chatchilo Malicha with it. If you do Malicha, you should make sure it says Melech Mevashul, and you'll see it's much bigger pieces. That's the first thing to see. Now, come from the Gemara. The Gemara says, Dimi Menadoi, it says, Melech Lei Malicha Galgalniso, Menapish Lei. You go salt Melech Galgalniso, so if you ask me, Melech Gasa. Big pieces of salt, and then monopoly, you shake it off. The question among the Shem is, what is Rav Dimi coming to do? Is come telling you this is halacha, this is what you have to do? Or come say, no, this is what, if you do it this way, you know, monopoly. What is the side of Rav Dimi? Saying halacha, or come say what he himself did? Bang it off. He put thing. So, before the way how the Rabbeinu Yochanan brings down Rashi, Pashas means. Rashi seems to be the second one. When Rukum brings down Rashi, drop differently, it means to bang, to break it. Pashas means to bang it off. Now, among the Rishonim is Machlokes, everyone brings down the Rambam Shita. The Rambam Shita says that Rav Dimi is coming to the Halacha, they should only do Malicha with Melech Gasa, with its thick. However, with Melech Daka, what's going to happen is to be valet inside the Basar, and therefore the dam won't come out. That's the Rambam, bring down Rav Haiglin and others. However, the Ikka among the Rishonim, they come and say, no, Rav Dimi is coming to say what he himself did. However, Avada was doing the dark salt, Avada's mutter. Now, the way how the Rishonim said over, there are four different ways the Rishonim can say what Rav Dimi is saying. Okay, we have one option saying Rav Dimi is saying this is Allah what you have to. That's the Rambam. The Ikka way among the Rishonim and the place coming down is that Rav Dimi is not saying what you have to, what he himself did. Now, what's he coming to be Moses? He's coming to say what he did. Very nice, that's what he did. What did he come to be Moses? What's this you say? They come to be Moses. The way Rashi says it over, come and say be'etzem, by all of the salts you don't need niput, and come to Rimachmer, come Rav Dimi, come tell you, to Rimachmer, if you do Melech Gasa, we have thick salt, then you have to do niput. We have Melech Dak, you don't need niput. So Rav Dimi is coming to be Moisif, and say if it's Gasa, you have to do niput. Look at the Ben Gershon on the page, says, no, it's coming to be Mekel. That usually the halach is that you have to adocha. Over here, it's enough to do niput. By Melech Dako, you have to do adocha. Here, it's enough to do niput. A third way among the Rishonim, the Ravid, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, they say, similar to the Ben Gershom, but they say, when it's Gasa, niput is enough. When it's Dako, you have to do a adocha harbe with klisha eni menokov. A klisha menokov. Why? Because else the soul will be inside, it'll stay there, it'll be blay inside with the dam inside. Therefore, Rav Dimi is saying, it's better to do it this way, to do it, come to Mekel, better to do with Gasa and bang it off, because if you do it with a Staka, then you're going to have to do Docha Harbe inside the Klima Nukov. And the fourth way among the Rishonim is the Rosh, that they bring down, the Rosh come and tell you that you might think Gasa is not enough, because when you turn it over, fall off, Kamash Mon, even by Gasa it's enough. You can also do Malicha with Gasa. It comes out, on the Mahalak among the Rishonim, that Dimi is coming and tell you, that this is what he did. What did come to Moisef? Either come to Moisef of Chumrah, of Rashi, or come to Mekel, like the Ravid and the Ben Gershom, or come say it's equal, that's the Rosh. Kamashmol is the same thing, Daka as Gasol. Those are four Mahalach among the Rishonim. That's the Ikka Mahalach among the Rishonim, where Dimi is coming to be Moisef something, but not a Vada Daka help. Once we have this Mahalach, come along with Ben Rochum, and he's Moisef. Again, we have Daka, we have Gasol. Come along with Ben Rochum, brought down the Beis Yosef. There's Daka, and a Daka, Kemach. Is dak and there's Gasa b'yoser, very big pieces. Now the Rishonim has said Daka and Gasa. Come along with Ben Rochum. He's Moisir. He said Daka and Daka Kemach. He wants a Daka and a Daka Kemach. that case, the Maisa will be Osir. And come along the Beni Ruchim, and look, maybe that's Pshat the Rambam. Maybe that's Pshat the Rambam. I look at the Goyin on the page, he says that's Pshat the Rambam. And the Yad Yehuda, they point out that's Pshat the Rambam. And the way the Aruch HaShulchan says, you want to tie now all the Rishonim agree to the Rambam. The Machlokes is showing him is between Daka and Gaso. However, Daka Kemach, maybe it's Pshat the Rambam, and everyone agrees to the Mahalach of the Rambam. And Daka, when the Daka Kemach, everyone agrees. Now, the Maisi looking at it, it's about the Aruch, it's clear enough away. He did a Daka Kemach, the Maisi says very clear, it's Mutter. And the Pasha is not like the Aruch HaShulchan, because Timothy Rishonim say Daka and Gaso, they're not Machalak, Daka Kemach, Naka Kemach. The Pasha is not like the Aruch HaShulchan. But the Maisa, the someone wants to say that Pshat the Rambam, Dak, min a Daka Kemach, the Maisi have to be Machor. That's the Beni Ruchim. What? They want to say that's Pshat the Rambam. No, all the Rishonim, they want to say, Aloch Lamaisa, they want to agree to you. Aloch Lamaisa, they agree to the Rambam, Daka Medaka Kemach. Vloid, Moshe Beni Ruchim, all the Gaspi, Yossi, also wants to be Machor, Mr. Vet, also wants to be Machor. It comes out, when it's Dak, Lamaisa, Machor against Rambam versus the Rishonim. What does that mean? Beni Ruchim wants to say it means Daka Medaka, and if it wants, those want to time it's Pshat the Rambam, and it could be everyone agrees Daka Medaka Kemach, Lamaisa will be also. Also Gaspi, Yossi. It's a Vatim and Ruchma say also it's awesome. What? Our table salt. Pashas, our table salt, not Dak and Daki Kemach. Daki Kemach. I got my Sulu Divay Seifim will say why we're Machma not to use our table salt and to use our Bosna my Shulchan, not my Divay Seifim, but Madani Oshim. You want to tell it because maybe the Choshe is Nichol in Daki Kemach. Who knew? It's not Daki Kemach. Kemach is Kemach. Our table salt is not Kemach. What? Kemach is flour. Flour is. Our table salt is not good flour. It's not. It's not. Nice. Fine. I can't show you this. Come on, Loch, how do we pass him? Come on, the Machaber. He says, very clear. It's choshish for the Beni Ruchim. He says, Lo Yimloch, the Melach, Daka Kemach, the Beni Ruchim, which could be Pshat the Rambam, what the Goyim points out. He says, but also, Lo Yimloch, Gatsu, he said, why don't follow? Come on, the Rambam said to me, Machmer, say, and Daka Kemach, the Machaber, and say, Daka, and say, the Gaspi Yosef. Come along with Ramon, says Ramon says, Imlay Melech Acho, it's a loco, then also you can be Mekel, point out, even Rav Chilo, Daki Kemach, and what to do it. So it comes out, Mechabit says, a loco, the Yafi Machmo, the Ben Yerucham. Come along with Ramon, says, let's say first, Daki Kemach, come along with Ramon, says, we have no other Melech, you can be Mekel. Now, if you can be Mekel, come along with the Chodosh school, Mashon, on the page brings it down. If it's Daki Kemach, you can be Mekel, Maestro, we had four Malachim among the Rishonim. What does that mean? It can be Mekel. According to the Ravid, it means what? You have to do a Docha Harbe, we're in a Klishen and Menukku. Therefore, the place can say, if you can do Daka Kemach, in the Valley, if you close to the Ravid. True, the Ramah said, Imlai Melach Acha, you can be Mekel. But Maestro, the Beis Yosef means down from the Ravid, the Raj, the Ritzel, the Ramban. Then they say that you have to close to the Ravid and say that what? You have to do a Docha Harbe in a Klishen and in a Kli that's Menukku. Therefore, if you can go like that, Moses says, "Go, Mashal Vadi." You have to make sure to a docha and include that Manukah. And Gaspi Yoser, the Mechaber says, "Halacha is also should be Machmer." And here, the Ramah does not say Imlay Melech Acher. Point out the Shach. You know why? Because if it's Gaspi Yoser, very simple. Go crush it down. Go break it off. It's not Shach to have a case Imlay Melech Acher. If you have big salt, go break it down. However, the place can do say. In the Bach and others, Prim Gadim. Well, let's say you have a thick salt that you cannot break down. It's kosher ke'evin. And no matter how hard you try, you can break it down. And Chanami, the person would say that more Avada agrees, and Avada holds that if you have no other salt, Avada can also gaspi yoiser. So it comes out, Aloch or Machmel lechatchilo, not to use gaspi yoiser, or Machmel lechatchilo of a staki kemach. However, Me'elam melech acher, even lechatchilo, you can use either one. That's Me'elam melech acher. What about for the Evid? You have another salt. You have all the salt. However, you didn't do it that way. You did Daka Kemach, or you did Gaspi Yosef, what's the halacha? If you say you have the Yagz of Yim Lechanat, so Agam, and Ramon doesn't say anything, but Maestro come along with the Shach and the Bach and the Poskim say, the words are Bechol Melech Shemolech Tahi. The words are very clear in the Bach and the Shach and the Poskim, that if he ever, all Melech is good. All types of Melech that you thought with Maestro is good. Now, the Yad Yud is Moisef, you have to understand. Think all Melech is good, meaning, Sai Gaspi Yosef, Sai Daka Kemach. But Maestro, what happens? If Gaspi Yosef put salt on top of it, what's the reason we're afraid of putting on a thick salt? You turn it over, it'll fall off. You put on thick salt, you turn it over, you put it on the other side. Maestro, and if all it fell off, you only didn't leak on one side. So even though the place can say, but the evidence, all the salt is good, and the bottom of it stays on both sides. So yeah, Judah, but let's say one side fell off. So what's halacha? The halacha is whatever falls on one side. Well, same thing. Let's say only part of it fell off. So you left with halacha. They did not do mokum b'li melech. You did the first case of mechaber next halacha. You have mokum b'li melech. Whatever halacha will be in that case. But the vada again, the place was saying b'di'evad avad it's mutter. It's mutter if it stays on. If it falls off, so we'll have to get a tiff dalal with halacha in that case. B'di'evad avad all falls on mutter. Now come along the Aruch HaShulchan, and the Swam afterwards bring down the Aruch HaShulchan. They want to tell you that there are two different types of salt they have in society. The salt that comes from the sea, and the salt that comes from the mountains. Now, I think they're both salt, but they come from two different places. The sea, they say, is much, much stronger, and will come from the mountains, from the Horeb. Come along the Aruch HaShulchan, he wants to say that this halacha is Dak and Melach, is Mutter B'di'evet, is only in the case when it comes from the sea salt. Me'ayam. Everyone, when it comes to the mountains, you want to say it works differently. As Dr. Kemach says, even the Evidy wants to answer. Even the Evidy wants to answer. Even the Evidy. And the Swarm afterwards, Dr. Chu brings it down, and they say, and they bring it down, they seem to pass it this way. I don't know, I have a shach and the Taz in front of me, and the place came afterwards, and say, the words are very clear. Me'ubi the Evidy, Bekol Melech Shomolach. Bekol, the word Bekol means Bekol. I don't see that. Any other place, the Bekol means otherwise. The Gemma of Shulman says, the Swarm brings it down, who are the Pleiskim? Until the Aruch HaShulchan, no one thought about it, no one knew about it. And the words of the Pleiskim is the word kol. Who are kol means kol means kol. Fine, we don't do anyway. That came up. From the Maestro, the Aruch should be a kol means a kol, but the other should be mutter. What is the gather of Daki Kemach? Was the gather of Gat Yosef? They bring down the Shnappi more than if it's like the Mehayam, whatever gather Mehayam is, that is still ready Gat, not Gat Yosef. Rav Shulchan says the kash, he doesn't understand because by the salt water, the salt comes in one big humongous clump, he says. So what it means, and then you break it off. So what is the getter gas for Yosef? Avada, you break it off, and whatever you make it into, that's the getter of gas. Gas for Yosef would be more than that, so what is more than that? Let's say, Achil, Maestro, what do these words mean, that commotion brings down, that it means whatever the Me'ayam is. Fine, kash or oro. So again, it comes after what type of salt to use, we use. An average type of salt, not gas for Yosef, not Dak and Kemah. That means this one by Sif Kim will talk about the different types of salt to use. Come along over here, the place when they discuss where in the world are we coming to use salt. As far as we know, by Shchito, the Torah says that the Isser, when the animal was without Shchito, you have to go to Shchito. Over here, is there a loch, my Torah go do Melicho? Does the Torah say do Melicho? No. The Torah says Dam is loch. That's all the Torah says. Come along, Chazal, and they say go do Melicho. And that's them, there's two different ways to pick up blood. Either do melicha or do it sleep. Either to roast it or go do melicha and go salt it. Two ways to take out the dam. There's no sin to do melicha. There's an iser of blood. If we can have blood out, then it's mutter. How do we do it these two ways? Let's say we come along, there's manena, we come out other ways to get the blood out. Will be mutter also? Mechura, yeah. They will come along numerous form and they tie in and they discuss. Let's say we find an option, the girl after discuss, that seems to be that you can take sugar and put it on your meat. And it'll draw the blood. And they've tried it. And they say it comes out the same amount of blood that comes out when you do malicho comes out when you do sleep, when you do it with sugar. So maybe sugar's good. And they discuss people who have a salt free diet, they can't have salt for health reasons. Maybe sugar's enough. And therefore, the Apostolim, that one is Taino, the Kedivetaru, and others want to say sugar, maisa, lofa, maisa, salt, salt, and the maisa, one time is motor. They want to say it's motor. And therefore, let's say, Nilzo Shabbos, Simon Shin Chafal, they discuss you can't salt your food on Shabbos. Why? Because it's doming to Ma'abe, it's doming to Malicho. Over there, because of the Chodashoni and Orlatin, can you maybe put sugar on your food? Can you put your sugar on your strawberries? Maybe a problem with Ma'abe to Malicho. Maybe just like can salt your food on Shabbos, you can't put your sugar on your food on Shabbos. Same thing discussed over there. Now, that's how they discuss it. The Maisa, the Ikka, the Pleshim, Shai Chai, the Kaim against it. The Avada, we have Kabbalah from Chazal, where's it coming from? The Ruga's voice and says, maybe it's a loch from Moshe Mitzinai. That Melech takes it out. Melech takes it out. And Melech seems to have different characteristics. The right they discuss, we do Melecha, the Isis Klippa. We do Melecha on both sides, and there's a big big piece of meat. It goes Klippa, Klippa. How's the diamond inside come out? Come to Chazal, and they say, the whole entire piece comes out, no matter how thick it is. That's how it works. We have a couple of chazals that melicha takes out dam. Why melicha is kiretayach? We don't say sugar is kiretayach. It's not kiretayach. Melicha is kiretayach. It's mechamin, it takes it out. So whatever chazal says melicha helps. You say you tried it, it comes out the same amount of dam. Maybe it's oil, maybe it's juice, maybe it's not dam. Maybe it doesn't work the same way. The Maitre, who said you have a right to be Megal, and therefore the Ikka, the place can say, it says the Chazal, it says the Lachasim, and the only thing we have a seal here in the Shulchan Aruch is the case of salt. Agam, they want to say, no, don't say sugar, because Ikka, yeah, who didn't sugar? We often say it's a partial, you want someone to diagnose. But the Maitre, the only thing we see in Shulchan Aruch, it says, what type? Thick salt, thin salt, but the Maitre says straight salt. Thin salt. Therefore, the Ikka, the place can say, yes, you use salt. And the Yad Yehuda is so stark, he writes over here in our Simon, that anyone does not use salt, use sugar, gives him a kwalo. How much gives him a kwalo? Anyone doesn't give him a kwalo. And therefore the Paiskim, even when they start, they also Ben Ishchai and others say, Avadi can only use salt, not other things. Now they get involved, what about processed salt, man-made salt, who also have to be machmur. Now what exactly is processed salt? You have different bikim, I'm not sure what it is. They discuss, what about a baking soda, the Paiskim, that seems to be a compound between salt and other things mixed inside. Also, I'm not exactly sure what it is. You have to ask the Bikim. Also, they discussed it. It wasn't in the Yoshua's Mekel, others at Machmer. They discussed also what about Olivin. Now, what Olivin is, I don't know. Meister, there seemed to be a Rav in the 1850s, and Meister, he was Mekel. The Shalmesh have heard about it. It says the person is a Karl Aminos, and he has to marry him from his being a Rav. And the Ksav Seifer and others, the Rechaim, they say, Meister, the Moit is not Bechoyd, what he paskin, you have to take him now from being a Rav. All these, and they all get involved. What is the get of salt? They say the get of salt is salt. And don't start doing sugar, and don't start doing olive oil, or don't do baking soda. Again, those want to make the place more machmer. Now, what to do if you're in a salt free diet? Now, let's get to later on. We'll get to a lot of chaluta, if you maybe can put a boiling hot water. There are other things, Mokhm Atzerk, Mokhm Hesed. The place can say, do not be semech on sugar, not be salt semech on these other detergents, but things seem to work as well. The Chazal says salt, a lot of salt. When I come to Sifkimel basically is what the type of salt to use. We have to use salt, and we use Batim, not Gaspar Kemach, but you have his Mekel, and not Gaspar Yoser. Next aloha is Sifdalad. Sifdalad is basically coming from Gemara. The Gemara says, Shmuel says, what's aloha? You have to do Malicha Yafa Yafa. You have to salt Yafa Yafa, very, very well. What does the word Yafa Yafa mean? What's the double lotion Yafa Yafa? You read the Beis Yosef slowly in the Rosh, there are three different ways among the Rishonim what it means. What means Yafa Yafa? Yafa Yafa? What's the double lashon of Yafa Yafa? There the Rosh, and the going over here being down, what means Yafa Yafa? Meaning you have to do it in every place. Shloisha by Mokum B'li Melech says the going where? It says Yafa Yafa. Every place has to be done. Another Malach among the Rishonim, the Beis Yosef brings down for the Mordechai Pshan and Ben Tam. Ben Tam says, how much salt has to be? Ainin necho machmas molchai. How do we know, says the Mordechai? You know why? Says the Beis Yosef. It says, yafa yafa. Yafa yafa means, ainin necho machmas molchai. A third mouth base says, being down for the round of the Ramban. Why say yafa yafa? Can I tell you, you have to do both sides, the foot, the bifnim, the inside and the outside. The word would yafa yafa says, mamash Beis Yosef, three different malchum. What's the three different malchum? One is at the every place. Second, that we in a nechel machmas molchoi, and third, it means that we inside and outside, and the mechutz inside and outside, and both sides basically. That's what the three things what Yaf means among the Rishonim. Now, read the Mechaba, it's a very good way of saying. He says three things. He starts off all in one sif. He says what first halacha b'li melech. It can be a shloisha by machmas b'li melech. That's the first mouth. That's the rosh b'shan Yaf Yafa. Second thing he says the rashi b'shan Yaf Yafa in a nechel machmas molchoi. The third thing he says in Yafi Yafa is the Rand Pshan in the Rand Ban Pshan in Yafi Yafa, meaning on both sides. So the what the word Yafi Yafa means, the Beis Yosef brings down three different halachos among the Rishonim. That's what Mechaba says, three different things over here. Why Shmuel says Yafi Yafa, and we'll question for all three. Could be that they're arguing Pshan and Shmuel about it. A lot of the Shmuel did not mean all three, he meant one. But could be all three are Beis Yosef, could be Lalacha. The Beis Yosef will say there's no Machlokes Lalacha, could be all three Lalacha. And therefore the Mechaba went with all three. But they're all coming from a Shmuel. Shmuel says Yafa Yafa, three different Shmuel of what Shmuel means. Fine. To go through each one, what each one means. First case is Shlishu by Melech, believe Melech. You cannot leave any place on any Melech. That's the first thing. And what happens if you do? What happens if you do? The Amos says V'yesh Oysim Afilu B'di'eved Lachi Noig. What's the V'yesh Oysim going back on? We have three things over here. We have Mokim believe Melech. We have in an echo machmas molchoi, and we have shnei tzodim. Which one of the three is going back on? Start of the shach is going back in all three. All three. Actually, starts of saying, I look in the Torah Chassis, he writes it that way. It says, therefore, the loch is if you have mokum b'li melech, only in the Esther Muba you can be mekel. Maiso, and the Bachi is even Machmi, even by Hefta Mubo, but Maiso the Poikim, the Taz in the day, the Shachtas were Makel. Maiso were Makel, the Taz says wash from the Yevon, the Shachtas, the Minixi Makel were not Machmid. The Minixi Makel. So, Agam, the Amor, and so Chatzin says the Loch is only by Hefta Mubo on the first gate, Mokambali Melech. The Maiso the Poikim were like the Shachtas, Taz, and Makel by the Yevon, and the word of the Shachtas is the Chay Noigim. Now the Shach says that also with the Bach says the Chay Noigim, he writes Chay Noigim, but the Bach and the day says to be Machmid, even have to move on. So I don't know if it's very fair according to the Bach, but Maisa comes out of the Chay Noigim, we're not Machmid. Maisa, we are Machmid. If we're going to himself says we should be Machmid, the Maisa, because so the Chad says only have to move on. So it comes out that Alocha will make over the Ever. Ever, Vadal Chadchilish, we should make sure it's the Melech is every single place. Now what the word every single place means is it means that touch, the soul has to touch each other. Or does it mean every single place in the Nechel Machmas Smolchai? I am Madame Oshi as a whole shtick, and what's making Machlag Yishoyin, Machlag Yisbach, and Beish Oisif, Yishla Ayin, what that means exactly. Maisa, what Aloch is, you have to be every place. What is every place? Yishla Ayin. That's the first Aloch of the Machaber. The second Aloch of the Machaber says, you have to, in the Nechel Machmas Smolchai, that's clear, that's your Ayin, Machlag Yisbach, Yishoyin, and the place in the explain what does that mean in the Nechel Machmas Molchai. It really depends how thick the piece is. If it's a thin piece, it's a little bit amount of salt, because that's in the Nechel Machmas Molchai. If it's a thicker piece, it's a lot more salt. Well, actually, it goes inside, it's Nechel Machmas Molchai. So, what the Raj would come and say, how much, it really depends how thick the piece is. If it's a thick piece, it means more. If it's a thin piece, it means less. That's together what the Machaber means. That's the second thing in the Machaber. Third thing in the Machaber says, you have to Molchai Shnei Tzadim on both sides, the front and the back, both sides. The first they discuss what happens if you take meat to grind it off, and now it's a bunch of pieces. Is that kind of one big piece or not? So the Sha'arim Surah Malacha, Rav Brown, he brings the rice from the Sumo from the Rambam, and he wants to tie it. Every single entity is a piece by itself, and therefore it's not Shaykh and Malacha on both sides, therefore you have to do Tzli. You have to do Tzli. You have ground up meat. Malacha is, if you not do Malacha before in the Maisa, you have no head to do Malacha, you have to do Tzli. Why? It says Malacha with Shnei Tzadim. It's not Shaykh to get Shnei Tzadim when you grind the meat, because each piece, every article is a piece by itself, and they're always stuck together, and you can't get it that way. So the loch is you have to do tzli. But I'm not sure if I'm down the show with the loch. So that's first what it means. You have to go, get both sides, and you have to get both sides.
I didn't
know that. I won't get. Oh, we'll get one. Oh, yeah, one against Kubi. Yeah, I won't get even Tadeka. I won't get anything. I mean, even Machmed Efti will be stuck. Even Machmed Efti will be stuck. Now, he brings it back from Tumma, Yeshlod. I don't know Tumma that well, but. We like from Rakib. Rakib is mamish flour. This is the grinds up is mamish flour. He's putting this right. Oh, so here's the right from the Tumas Mago. Again, his right is what in the pentagon is on his right. There's one Ein Shem on the Kishvonar over here by Melicho. Fine. In the Talacha Malchus Nei Tzadim come along the Mechabe is Moisev. Therefore, the Oif is Tzadim Malchum Gambefnim. Therefore, the birds you have to also Malch also the inside, also the inside. So what does that mean? First, you have to take a chicken and to cut it in half. So Elam was telling me, I don't know, but they told me that you can't get Badash chicken and you can't get Cherish chicken and Reuben chicken whole. You can't get the whole. They always, you want to stuff this on a shy, they can't cut it in half. And then they take out the insides and therefore the soul ball fries. Now chicken, they tell me the Orbach and the Oyu, you can't get whole. You take out the insides, you can't get whole. Now first, start cutting in half, look in the Mishnah Zav, and the Pesukon Tezav, he brings down Machlokes Beis Hillel. What? Beis Hillel versus Beis Lechem Yehuda, if it's right to cut in half. Beis Lechem, the Beis Hillel says there's no Makar, so in the Savada you can do it whole. The Beis Lechem Yehuda says it's right to do it in half, and the Pesukon says that to himself is noig, and it's right to cut it in half. Comes out, everyone agrees if you don't cut it, it's mutter. No Machlokes over here, it's mutter. Vada, it's mutter. The Shalav, it's right, not right. Fine. So therefore, Ashkocha, each one takes on whatever they want to do. But that share is Kedarkoi even more than what you have to do.
Once you take them out of the inside, and that's what they said out
No, that doesn't make you have to cut it in half. That's costing when it's cut in, do you have to cut it in half? Do you have to cut it? You have to remember that's words, do you have to cut it in half? Do I live koya ifish for shnaim? Do you have the right to cut it in half? That's disgusting. And Ashkocha do different things. Again, Roy, who is Roy. Maisa, you have to. Everyone agrees you don't have to. Fine, Yeshvi, Yeshin, Kla, Yisrael.
If you don't cut it, you have to figure out how to get
the hole. Oh, so fine. So now, come along the place, and they say that if you have a small hole, you got a bayah. Therefore, we have a problem with all of them. It says if it's a small hole, you got a problem. Maisa, if it's a big hole, take everything out. Says the Mechaber, if it's a small hole, you got a problem. Mechaber says, put it inside. Dechnami, make sure you do a good job. They put it inside, salt inside, no problem. Nowhere in the place can say you have to cut it in half. Only in the place can say, make sure you get the inside. Fine, make sure. So the chokmah is all of it, small hole, you got a problem. Fine, make sure it's a big hole. Therefore, I assume what they do in these all these places, that there's a big hole, you put salt inside, of course, shouldn't be a problem. The Mechabit said, the place can agree that you do a business, the same thing, just make sure you do a good job. Kalmokim does. If it's a big hole, you get Kalmokim. Might anyway, Kalmokim itself is only his. It's really might. So Hachila, and the Minig not to. The Might says, but yeah, it's only fine. They tried. Might as well come out of fine. And they make a big hole, it shouldn't be a problem. Yeah, fine. Or Bach and Shayas, whatever each one they do. They're coming from the Saloko. Now, by the case of Oifis, you have to do Bifnim. The place can say the Havadash very clear, the Pimlum very clear. Talking about Dafri, you took out the inside. The inside, you have a problem, you have to do Melicha to it. If we take out the inside, if we have to Melicha to the inside. So let's say you did not take out the inside, and therefore the inside did not see the Avir, says the Havadash, and says the Pimlum about it's more true. No problem. The whole reason why you have to, by Oifis, Torah, Chabos, Gam, Bifnim, why is because the Kishkas are out. Kishkas are out, the Bifnim sees the Avir. Let's say the Bifnim did not see the Avir. Nevada, no problem. The only reason they're problem because and they bring a raya, you have a thick piece of meat, a body of salt is no problem. Either halalim in beside. The halal inside is not a problem. The only time the halal inside is a problem when the Avir sees it. When the Avir doesn't see it, no problem in the place. Now comes along the Mechabi, ends off after he says these three halachas, he says, Imloy Malfam, El Bifnim Oibachot, Nei Chadikah Shloy Nimlacha, El Mitad Acha, What Halacha Motor. Halacha in these cases is motor. Tell us what the halacha is b'di'evit. Again, the Mechabi is very clear, the halacha is its motor. The Maisa of the Moshe says, Vimachmi Imloy Letzarech, Imloy Letzarech. What does that mean? Explains the Shach. Means Mom Hef Semurubo. Now over here, not only the Shach, not only the Amogel this way, look at all B'nai Svad went against the Mechabi in this case. All B'nai Svad. They quote the Mechab and say, no, the Loch is like the Ramah over here. Abadu, only if Mokhm have to move, you can be maker. Only if Mokhm have to move. And what does that mean? The Pescachur being down does not make a difference to whether you're salted on top, salted on bottom. Makes no difference to one side. Only if Mokhm have to, you can be maker. Now, what does that mean? The Ramah goes on right and says, V'dafkim kvan spashul kach. Avlon is spashul dain lo yishushan kach. Make the chiluk whether it's 12 hours or not 12 hours. What is the word V'dafkim going back on? V'dafkim. So, the best machlok is over here, shachantaz. Machlok is shachantaz, what is the word vadafka going back on? There's a kash over here. The Ramah says that the loch is that by 12 hours you should go do melicha again, if not, go to sleep. The kash effect, the thousand shach, is laid on Simon Ayin. It says over there that mokhm after rubo will makel till 24 hours. The Messiah's how it works by salting is that you put salt on it, the first 24 minutes, 18 minutes, or an hour, blood comes out. After that hour, until 12 hours, sear comes out, juice comes out, and that means any time you get a package of chicken, there's blood there, it's not blood, it's juice, it's red juice, it's oil. The machlokes is from 1 hour to 12 hours, 1 hour to 24 hours. What's coming out? How long is it coming out for? Now we can say that the holes are not salsam. Is it 12 hours or 24 hours? Later on, Simon Ayin, it says, Mokm Hefsim Rubok with Samcha till 24 hours, that's coming out the juice. And the holes weren't softened yet. Over here, the Ramah says, until 12 hours. Back to Taz, here's at 12 hours, here's at 24 hours. What's going on over here? Kasha, there's only back to Taz. And also, above the Shach, the same Kasha. Therefore, Machloik is how to answer this Kasha. The Shach understands, when it says the dafka, it's going back in the ratio of the Mechaber, the ratio of the Ramah. The Ramah says that what also I feel b'di evet. However, Mokhm Hefted, you can't be Mekel. What does that mean? The dafka, if you're not Mavashal, because the Mavashal is also. The Taz understands, I'm sorry, the Shach understands, if you're Bishal, it's also even Behefsim Rubo. Bishal is also even Behefsim Rubo. The Taz understands, the Bishal is Mekel Behefsim Rubo. The Ramah is saying, you can make Behefsim Rubo. The Shach is understanding, the Bishal is also Behefsim Rubo. If you did not do Bishul, then depends. In 12 hours, even not from Mokhm Hefsim Rubo can be Mekel and go do a Melicha a second time. After 12 hours, till 24 hours, then you make a Hefsim Rubo and do a Melicha a second time. To come back to the Shach, what's the halacha? Within 12 hours, did not do Bishul, Melicha a second time, Melicha a second time. After 12 to 24, he said the halacha is, they can make only the Hefsim Rubo with a second Melicha. However, the official, even if they have to move on the mitzvah, can be offered. Even if they have to move, be offered. Matasiv, no, it can't be that way. You're going to tell me from 12:24, what's halacha? Best to move on. You can't do melicha. Why do melicha? Go to tzli. If you have another option, do something else, why in the world do melicha? Melicha is only best to move on. Tzli is even lechatchila. So why in the world do something best to move on? Go do lechatchila. A bomb tash effect, Matasiv. If you have a choice in something, have to move on. Choice in something, lechatchila. Have the tash, you have to move on. Go do something lechatchila. David says, no. What is the case over here that the Ramos is discussing? The Ramos is discussing case of Bishul. And therefore we're saying, when the case of Bishul is in 12 hours, go do back to Melicha. After 12 hours, and after 12:24, within 12 hours, go do Melicha. However, we did Bishul, but Bishul we make by Hefzim Ruba. When did we make Hefzim Ruba by Bishul? It comes out, the Ramos thing Hefzim Ruba can be Mekel. What does that mean? The Tzad says, no one by Bishul. The Shach says, no one between 12:24 hours and Yachzim V'yimloich. Machloikis. The Shach and the Kuzi Kasha says, ah, you yes, Kasha, what do you mean? I don't understand. If you do something, you have to move, go do lechatchila. So yeah, echnami. The law is, if you do something, you have to move. Do something lechatchila, go do have to move. I only have to move. So you mentioned last time is very good because what's the side? Not the Ramah, the Tzad Chacha. Something you have to move is Mirkadin. That's fine. Go do have to move. Get Mirkadin. Don't worry about go doing it. I have choice and please lechatchila. Melicha has to move on. Fine, have to move my Mirkadin. Doesn't bother me that much with the klal of the Torah's chatas. Again, what is the Amor saying? The two different mahalk among the Shach and Taz. Big the person more like the Taz. And the Amor seems to be like the Taz. The Pimgonim points out the Shach seems to be like Torah's chatas. It says Pimgonim, but by the Amor is chayzer, because they don't have to read the Amor that way. But comes out again according to the Shach. The Amor saying like this. With Bishul it's also. Without Bishul until 12 it's Mutu without Hefzim Ruba. From 12:24 with Hefzim Ruba. According to Taz, what comes out is that without Bishul it before 12 hours in Mortar, he ends up saying even after till 24 hours, and he said, oh, with Bishul you can make a with a Hefzim Ruba. With a Hefzim Ruba. Now, the reason why the Taz says even after 12 hours you can't be make a even without Hefzim Ruba, he says, that's me, have a sex record to be make a. He says, first of all, maybe Dam is being piloted till 24 hours. Oh, Echanami even for Mokum Hesed he can't be Mekel. Therefore he's Mekel even without having to move until 24 hours, not before he argues with Ramah. That's the way he argues with Ramah. Now this is Machloik the way a Shach with Taz. Another Machloik is, let's say you do a Docha, which we really have to get back to later on. What exactly is a Docha doing? Machloik is, what a Docha, what happens, usually the practice is, we're still doing more already, you do a Docha Rishayno, you do a Malicha, and you do a Docha Achoyno. What is a Docha Achoyno doing? What is it doing? We'll have to get to. But the way the back the Shach and Taz being down, the Docha Achoyno is coming to close off that the blood is being piled from the pipes in the Kovim. It stops being piled, it closes off. Therefore the back says, once you do a Docha, you can't do Malicha anymore. You can't do Malicha anymore. Where do you go do Tzli? Go do Tzli. And that's my side of Shach asking. The Taz says, no, he said, Avada, you can't do Malicha a second time. Do Malicha both sides. And he sends you to Tim Ayin, gets involved with Machloikis. And therefore, we'll have to get back to Tim and Ayin. What the machloikis exactly between Taz and Shach is? Mice, when you do a docha machloikis, the Taz says you can do a melicha shenis and do melicha on both sides. And Mashi and the Shach with the Bach, you only go do tzli. Now, there is a kashub kivego here. Is the mice, what happens? According to Taz, the loch is what? You do melicha on one side. You did a docha, you do melicha on the second side. No, I'm sorry, without even that a docha. You say do melicha on one side, you wait, do melicha on the second side. Why is it on the second side? Why? How is it not being belay inside the first side? And really, by the Sarachin, why? We know, do Malicha on one side, Malicha on the other side, what happens? Dam comes out. Malicha on one side, you finish the Malicha, after 20 minutes, 24 minutes, normal, the Dam is not coming out, only Mal is coming out. Do Malicha on the second side, then maybe the blood is going inside the first side. So let me fix it, Kivaker. The way the Yad Yudah or Chashulam says, Kabbalah Chazal, just like it's being busy, being pilot, Dam, who is doing when it's busy, being pilot? Juice, smile, also is not going to take the blood from the other side. Or the Chazish has another mahalach, but they want to argue them kivege, he is his kasha. If it's finished being piled dam, Maisha should get dam from the other side. No, the klal is the Maisha not, because still being piled here. When it's piled here, it won't get dam from the other side. Adkan Sift Dalet. Sift Hey. They, the kids are very simple, but my this chaki over here they discuss, and also have to get back to later on. We read the Pima Gomez Akdoma, and it starts over three different shalos. The first shalos we discussed about Dam Shabishul Drabon Deraisa, and Wanaita that is Drabonim. The last shalos we discussed is what's the reason for doing a Dachu Shaina, the six different reasons, and it's not Kaminas. and between he has a mil hakiva. His mil hakiva is, what exactly happens? Do malicha, dam comes out. Is there no dam left at all? It's all gone, or there still is dam inside? However, chazal amekel, for whatever reason, you can eat it, or it's not poshim makom l'makom, if it stays in its place. What happens over here? What's the matias? What's the mechanic? Is there no dam left? Well, there is dam, and we'll get to what exactly it's mutter, but there is dam inside. That's the chakira of the pim gadam, and he brings down to machot yushayim. In Sefei, the Mechaber says, "Ach shenimloch haticho." What happened? And he cut it after he did the malicho. The loch is ain't so lav to limloch. Mokem achotach. You don't have to go back to malicho. So it has why? Because either malicho nifla kol adam, there's no dam left. God said there's no dam left. Coming along the pim gadam over here and points out that's machlokes. The Rambam the Rosh said there is dam. However, the ikkar aloch is, we go with the mahalach among the paiskim, the ikkar among the rishonim, he says there's no dam left. What does malicha do? Malicha takes out all the dam, there's no dam left. No dam left, you cut it afterwards. You have to do malicha again, there's no dam here. No dam, but there's no problem. So again, the people going to have a hakil, what's going on? The ikkar mahalach, we see from over here, says clearly. The ikkar mahalach is what's going on, the mechanics, there's no dam left at all. No dam left at all. Just a couple of minutes. To go through the column, we'll see over in this sim and similar psalm test over and over and over the halacha of hefsa merubo. Hefsa merubo. You'll see the heter of covered Shabbos, we'll see the heter of covered Orchim. So remember, next time we'll get to the halacha of covered Orchim, what the get of Orchim is. But this right now, just a little bit, what's the get of hefsa merubo? We never discussed it, really should discuss it in Simchot Kofiyod, I call it Hefsach. But what is the get of hefsa merubo? What does that mean, hefsa merubo? When do we apply hefsa merubo? So first we see again from the Shach L'chor by us over here, the Hefsa Merubo L'chor is Me'ikah Din. Else it doesn't make any sense. Why in the world should you have a choice, Hefsa Merubo or to go do Tzli instead of Kibbutz Tzemach and Hefsa Merubo? So again, the Ramah, his Shita is, in Taras Chatzas, that anytime it says Halacha of Hefsa Merubo, that's Me'ikah Din. And the words of Pim Godim, either in our Chaim Rishon Beis, or in the Klali Esther Hatter, or the Chasulchan also Rishon Beis, is Halacha is Ve'itzli, Kol Mokum, the Ramah says anywhere, Hefsa Merubo, Kol Mokum, that means Me'ikah Din. Now, you could ask a kasha, as Rav Lieberman is, in the Choshe Mishpat, in Simchot Hei, or in Reshon Beis, in Yerodeo. Over there, the halacha is, Yochav Rabim, halacha is the Kerabim, except, Mokm Hefsa Rubim, by the abundance, we can't be Mekel. The Maisa said over Hefsa Rubim, we can't be Mekel, either halacha is like the Rabim. So, Tzorach Loim Lachor, there are two different Hefsa Rubim. The Hefsa Rubim, when Amar writes it, that means Mekadim, the Hefsa Rubim, but Shas Mechak, Hefsa Rubim will be Mekel. That's not Mekadim, that was Semechon when the Mamash talk. When I'm all right, Hefsa Merubo, the words of Pimagodim is, the Tarchad is writing that way. Whenever I write Hefsa Merubo in every case, that means Me'ikah Din. Fine, now what the means Me'ikah Din, the different cases of the Pesach can discuss what the getter is. Example, what is Hefsa Merubo? What does it mean Hefsa Merubo? If it's some Pesach want to say it's a Shtus, a Sixth, or a Chaimish, or a Fifth, they want to say you lose the Karen. The Chalim discuss, what should that be? If it's a shtus, it's a six, depends. If it's $1, six of that, it's 20 cents already. If it's $1,000, it doesn't make any sense to say it's a shtus, it's a chaymish. What does he get over here? So, make him out of him on the Paiskim, the Minchas Yaakov is brought down by the Paiskim, by the Pitzchit Shuvah, and Simon Laman Aleph. And the make him out of him among the Paiskim and Waish and others is that, I call if you're Malkum, if you're Azman, if you're Ozum, depends on Oni, you're Nosha, and upon the case. I've seen Rabbanim seem to depend who's asking the question. Usually when a guy asks, you know, fine, the girl asks, they seem to push and it bothers them. And it seems to be also that gosha, how they feel. It seems to me, mamash, it really depends who's asking, how they're asking it, what the law comes out. After Uber, can make, I'm not sure Rabbanim change when they get pushed. I asked him why. He says, obviously it's bothering the person. It's bothering the person. That's also what Nichol Nass did. It's bothering. One person doesn't bother the Shabbos, one person does. Some people does, some people doesn't. So if you take into their emotion, take into their money, you take everything into account, go if you're up, mark him as man, and one, they see the mahalach, the Tzchatz is very good, because that's a mismutter. That's a mismutter, the Mikra Din. I hack him, one rub, say one case, one say another case, depends on the steer, and if he messes up, big deal, Mikra Din anyway. Mikra Din anyway. And there, make a mahalach on the place, can go around, that seems to be mahalach, have to move on. And whatever for your other fear as man. Now let's say you maka mokum hefsa merubo and afterwards not hefsa merubo anymore. Different cases they discuss. One, let's say you had a big thing hefsa merubo. Now you ate most of it. You have a little bit left. Can you finish it? Might not hefsa merubo anymore. Some of the pikes can say, give me the history. Why? It's very good. It's mikra din, it's mutter. We're not going to start saying how much is exactly this does bother you, this doesn't bother you. What's the motor of the Maisa in the place when it's motor? Although people don't discuss it, let's say your matla covered Shabbos covered Orchim and motor Shabbos. No more Orchim. So the people got to keep in the history. No, because those again, those are Ikar Adin. Another case, which is better with my focus, we discussed with Davishis and Matirim, it was to get a heft of Ruba. Let's say you have 10 plates. Each plate by itself has to move it. 10 plates together, it has to move off. Do you look at each plate, or do you look at them all together? Come on, Kiveg and Shulman to the Vada, you look at each plate, maybe you have to be Machmer. So, Yechemed has a richas about it, he brings down the Khan. The Maisa, Moshe says it's Tmur, he doesn't understand at all. The Maisa, they have to move, bothers the person. And Moshe, and Ikka seems to be Mahalakim on the place, because my name is like a Moshe, is that the Nalak Kiveg and Maisa, they have to move, bothers the person. The Vada, you can't be Mekel. You don't look at every single piece of chicken, you look at all the chicken. Don't look at everything, and all the places all together. There is a shower how far you take a moisha. They discuss about shutfis. Something is on the shutfis, each one of us has to move. The mice, the case itself has to move. The mice, the chemer has also a richus. How exactly do you look at it? Another shower they discuss is. What? Yeah, that's once again another shutfis. They discuss that. I look at the chemer this morning, it goes on and on and on. Quoting Mekan Lekan. Fine, that each rabbi has to judge by themselves. Another case is discussed, let's say the pasuk is mutzah have to move up. Fine. Maisa, can I give it to you? Me it's have to move up. What's my have to give it to you? I don't want it. So they discussed, let's say by a store. The rabbi pasuk is mutzah have to move up, because him it's business. So the guy buying it doesn't want to buy it. Him is not have to move up. You do whatever you want with it, but why are you selling it to me? So it's a shadow among the pasukim, if you can go give it to anyone else. But if the pasuk can go, you can. Gandalf Samsung said you have to go tell a person. Now, you think about it, if you are selling my store, I tell the guy, by the way, the Rav Matim is on Hefty Ruba, do you go buy it? Or not? Maiskal Samsung even brought down, but the Piskin Shuman Simulam Allah says you have to go tell the person. The one of the main times I've heard him say, then you gain nothing out of Hefty Ruba, because the guy who owns the store will be stuck with it, and Maiskal has a loss with it. And Ikim Allah says that Achoinim and the Paiskim. The from Eger and Grey Shmoimo, from Bugger and the Goliadas, and Makil, Fayal, all say, Vika Mahakam on the sack is, and we don't say, Hefty Muba is much for me, is much for everybody. Much for everybody. And again, we go to Mahakam to Chadz Givaldic. You know why? Because Mikadin. Now, the Betel Bechokam does end off, and he says, if you can call your store Mahadrim and Mahadrim, you're giving Ashkoch of a dad, Sheriff, you want to tie that you can be someone who has to move off. Because that's nichel in what you call yourself. You're calling yourself Ich bin a Mahadrin. Hefty Muba is more to make a din. For what right to go tell to me? And Lechor, according to him, you have to know Lechor, the Badat cannot be Samech on, let's say the store messes up in the Evan, each time what they do.
They don't out.
They're not. Because Lechor,
they're selling to people who want to hire.
Oh, so they go to the.
They just had a story also, they went to a Vayash, we didn't give them a clue, they have to move.
Oh, they go. The time that someone say, you think we're not a Hefty Muba, we're not doing Mekadin, that is your Ashkocha. You want to go buy Bidi Evan, go buy a Benut, go buy, we don't do Mekadin, go buy another Ashkocha. I don't mean to say the Ashkocha, I mean. But whatever it is, go do your Ashkocha. Instead of Paiskim, you're buying Mahajim and Mahajim, you can't call yourself Mahajim, you're somehow going to have to move up. Diving to this, it's worth that also, if you let's say do a Goy selling something, and it's a Batul Shishim or Batul Raiv, Maestro, he's doing the Betul, I'm a Batul Islam Chilo. So the person discussed is, let's say the guy owns it, you're giving a shkocha to it. They're doing the betel, no itzav, once the mavotu is motu. So then we go do the betel, they're going, they have no itzav mevatel isvav chilo. Can you go give a shkocha to these whiskeys or whatever, they're being mevatel isvav chilo? They're putting a trait, they're doing it because they make a state to get, whatever reason they're doing it for. Can you go give them a shkocha? So the way how it was brought down, Bidikei Mosem Kalocha from Biyashim and Novotner, 100% is mukul, is mutum ikadim. But you can't tell, imagine. It's all magic, because that's I lemaisa. There's no iser for you. It's motor. Fine, it's motor. Lemaisa for them. It's motor. It's motor. But lemaisa, mahajim and mahajim. Then it's not. Then lemaisa, it's not. So lemaisa comes out true. Again, passion the klal has to move. Is motor mekadin? Motor for you. Motor for everyone else. Motor now. Motor afterwards. However, to go sell the klal as a mahajim says a swam is manenu. For that you can't do. Fine. Lemaisa go invite her and the sevav designs to ches and slochem. Thank you.